堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes.
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello.I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
Everyone, 好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天咨询顾问 Tate 女士要跟一位记者见面。Tate 女士曾经跟她谈到，前来咨询的顾客来自各行各业，面临各种各样的问题。例如 Style Plus 服装公司曾经面临的问题是，究竟要解雇老职工还是训练他们用电脑。这位记者对 Tate 咨询公司为客户提供的各种训练很感兴趣，他提起 Style Plus 服装公司，十分关心他们的训练是否有成效。这位记者现在正开始向 Tate 女士了解情况，我们快去参加他们的讨论。请边听边想这个问题，Style Plus 服装公司的职工接受了多少训练？
Ms. Tate, we were talking about the Style Plus training program.
Right, the clothing manufacturer that computerized its factory.
How did that training turn out?
Very well. They retained their employees and, equally important, their employees' loyalty.
What about the training itself?
The workers were given just enough computer skills to do their job.
Just enough training to do their job.
Just in time and just enough.
记者一开始就把话题引向他的兴趣所在。我们听听他想了解的是什么。
Ms. Tate, we were talking about the Style Plus training program.
记者重提 Style Plus 服装公司。重提以前谈过的内容是引发进一步讨论有关话题的方式之一。听了记者的话， Tate 女士的反应是什么呢？我们再往下听。
Right, the clothing manufacturer that computerized its factory.
她说 right, 表示她已经跟上记者的思路，想起前话了。她随后补充了几点具体情况，来确定她俩谈的是同一件事儿。我们继续听记者想知道什么。
How did that training turn out?
他问，那次训练的结果怎么样？ Turn out 是指某事的进行情况及其结果。我们听听 Tate 女士怎么答复。
How did that training turn out?
Very well. They retained their employees and, equally important, their employees' loyalty.
他说训练效果很好，他们的训练达到了留用老职工和保持员工忠于职守精神两个同等重要的目的。我们再听一遍 Tate 女士的话。
Very well. They retained their employees and equally important their employees' loyalty.
Tate 女士说出了这个训练项目的深远意义，但是记者最想知道的是训练本身的具体情况。我们听听他怎么说。
What about the training itself?
这句话里的反身代词 itself 强调了前面的 training。 反身代词常常用来强调前面的名词或者代词。我们再听几个例子。
What about the program itself?
What about the factory itself?
我们再听听 Tate 女士怎么向她介绍训练的具体情况。
What about the training itself?
The workers were given just enough computer skills to do their job.
她说，为职工提供的电脑训练不多不少，刚好够用。我们再听一次她的话，以及记者怎样复述这句话。
The workers were given just enough computer skills to do their job.
Just enough training to do their job.
记者加上一句，那是刚刚能让他们胜任工作的训练。 我们再听听 Tate 女士还补充什么。
Just in time and just enough.
Just in time, 意思是正及时。这个短语常常当作形容词用，例如
Just in time delivery.
Just in time training.
Just in time distribution.
让我们再听一遍这段谈话，请边听边考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
How much training did the employees receive?
Ms. Tate, we were talking about the Style Plus training program.
Right, the clothing manufacturer that computerized its factory.
How did that training turn out?
Very well. They retained their employees and, equally important, their employees' loyalty.
What about the training itself?
The workers were given just enough computer skills to do their job.
Just enough training to do their job.
Just in time and just enough.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
How much training did the employees receive?
Just enough to do the job.
接着记者又问起了 Tate 咨询公司的另一位老顾客，平面造型设计师 Hyde 先生的业务进展。大家记不记得 Hyde 先生想往网址设计领域发展，所以需要更新公司的电脑设备，并且雇用熟悉电脑的工作人员。 Tate 女士说， Hyde 先生先是和图形设计行业的自由职业者签承包合同，然后再把其中工作得力的人才正式雇用为全工，这样他既能物色精英，又能实地考察这些人是否适应他公司的工作环境。在回去参加他们讨论之前，我们先学个生词。刚才提到的自由职业者，英文是 freelancer， F R E E L A N C。E-R freelancer 好，我们继续参加他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题。 Hyde 先生一开始以什么形式雇用公司雇员？
And what about Mr. Hyde? You were telling me he had to train new employees too.
He hired graphic designers who were already computer literate.
How did they work out?
He hired them first as freelancers on a project-by-project basis.
Then if he liked their work, he put them on the payroll full-time?
Exactly. This helped him identify the best people.
It gave him a good opportunity to evaluate their work.
And to see if their personalities fit the corporate culture.
You 听到了吧？记者换了一个话题。我们再听听他怎么把谈话从服装公司职工训练转向 Hyde 先生训练新雇员的。
And what about Mr. Hyde? You were telling me he had to train new employees too.
What about 开端的句型是询问某事某人大致情况的一种说法。记者先问 Hyde 先生的大致情况，他这样说。
And what about Mr. Hyde?
他随即把话题集中到要点上，他接着说
You were telling me he had to train new employees too.
他的谈话焦点还是职工培训。我们接着听 Tate 女士说 Hyde 先生雇用什么样的人。
He hired graphic designers who were already computer literate.
他雇用了精通电脑的图形设计员。记者听了这话又问什么呢？
How did they work out?
Work out, 这个动词短语的意思是结果。他这句话的意思是他们最后结果如何。在这儿 ,work out 很近似于刚才学到的短语 turn out。我们往下听 Tate 女士说 Hyde 先生开始怎么样雇佣新职工。
He hired them first as freelancers on a project by project basis.
他先是根据具体项目的需要，以签约的形式雇佣自由职业者。换句话说，这些自由职业者并不作为公司正式雇员进入公司工作。On a project by project basis， 意思是根据具体项目的需要。我们再听一遍这句话。
He hired them first as freelancers on a project by project basis。
那么Hyde 先生怎么安置他看中的人才呢？我们听听记者又提出什么问题，但是先得学个生词 payroll， P-A-Y-R-O-L-L， payroll， payroll 是职工名册或者发薪单。 put somebody on the payroll 意思是正式雇用某人。
Then if he liked their work, he put them on the payroll full-time?
记者问，那么要是他很欣赏他们的工作的话，他是不是就雇佣他们为全职人员呢？由于他确信自己说的对，所以用陈述句来提问，只是改用了疑问句的声调。我们再听一遍他的问题和 Tate 女士的答复。
Then if he liked their work, he put them on the payroll full-time?
Exactly. This helped him identify the best people.
果真 Tate 女士表示她说的完全正确。她还补上一句 ,Hyde 先生的招聘程序有助于物色精英 ,identify the best people. 我们再听听记者还做什么推测。
It gave him a good opportunity to evaluate their work.
记者虽然并不了解他们的招聘程序，但是他根据 Tate 女士的话推断，这个过程为 Hyde 先生提供了评价下属工作的良机。我们再听一遍他俩刚才怎么样评论 Hyde 先生的招聘方法。
Exactly. This helped him identify the best people.
It gave him a good opportunity to evaluate their work.
这样的招聘方式除了能找到工作出色的人才以外，还有什么好处呢？我们继续听 Tate 女士的分析，但是先得学个短语 corporate culture， corporate culture， corporate culture 是企业文化，也就是企业的工作环境。
And to see if their personalities fit in the corporate culture.
这样的招聘方式也能看出新人员的性情是否能适应企业文化。这句话里有短语 fit in， 意思是适应、适合。fit in the corporate culture， 含义是与整个工作环境相协调。因为工作场所存在共同工作的群体，也必然有约定俗成的文化。如果个别人不能接受工作环境中的特定文化的话，难免时时产生问题，影响整体工作的进行。所以 Tate 女士刚才提出 Hyde 先生的招聘方式的另一个功用是
And to see if their personalities fit in the corporate culture。
现在请再听一次他俩的这段讨论，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案。
How did Mr. Hyde first hire his employees?
And what about Mr. Hyde? You were telling me he had to train new employees too.
He hired graphic designers who were already computer literate.
How did they work out?
He hired them first as freelancers on a project-by-project basis.
Then if he liked their work, he put them on the payroll full-time?
Exactly. This helped him identify the best people.
It gave him a good opportunity to evaluate their work.
And to see if their personalities fit the corporate culture.
接下来请大家回答问题，答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
How did Mr. Hyde first hire his employees?
As freelancers on a project-by-project basis.
谈了 Hyde 先生的公司，记者把话题转向 Tate 咨询公司的又一位顾客，牛仔裤大王的公司 Just Jeans。 他们从生意兴隆的零售店而成功地进入电子商业的领域，在网上售货。虽然咨询公司为顾客出谋划策，但是归根结底还得靠企业自己开步往成功的方向迈进。好，我们这就去参加他人的讨论，但是先得学个短语 change agent， change agent。 这里的 change 指化学反应，而 agent 是试剂，所以 change agent 就是催化剂了。 change agent 常常用来比喻起促进作用的人或事。请你边听边想这个问题， Tate 女士把自己的咨询公司称为什么？
Successful companies have successful employees.
Nothing succeeds like success.
Like the successful Jeans retail store with its popular website.
Clients like that, who are into e-commerce, write their own tickets.
You help them. Give yourself some credit.
We'll take credit if credit is due.We're just a change agent.
You let others do the dirty work?
We don't mind getting our hands dirty, but it's our clients who make things happen.
Successful companies have successful employees.
Nothing succeeds like success.
记者认为成功的公司必然有成功的雇员，而 Tate 女士说成功孕育更大的成功。记者随即举出一个成功企业作为例子。
Like the successful Jeans retail store with its popular website.
我们再听听 Tate 女士怎么样评论已经在某一领域取得成功的顾客在电子商业上的进一步发展。
Clients like that who are into e-commerce write their own tickets.
他说，像那种进入电子商业的人自行开辟了成功之路。他用了习惯用语 write one's own tickets. Write one's own tickets. 从字面上说是自己开票。而用在这儿的意思是能自行规划、独立创业、掌握成功的主动权。我们再听一遍这句话。
Clients like that who are into e-commerce write their own ticket.
这句话里还有动词短语 be into， 意思是从事某方面的工作。再听几个例子。
I'm into sports.
I'm into making money.
我们接着听，他俩认为企业的成功该归功于谁？
You helped them. Give yourself some credit.
We'll take credit if credit is due.
记者认为咨询公司帮助顾客成功，该把一些荣誉和功劳归于自己。他说 give yourself some credit. 意思是你得把一些功劳归给自己。而 Tate 女士的反应是该承担荣誉的时候我们当仁不让。我们听听他紧跟着说什么。
We'll take credit if credit is due. We're just a change agent.
他说我们是催化剂，他这是把促进者比作催化剂。但是记者显然不太明白这句话的意思，我们听听他怎么问。
You let others do the dirty work?
Do the dirty work， 含义是做基层的具体工作。记者这样说的意思是，咨询公司是否光出主意，却让顾客承担所有艰巨的工作呢？他的想法对不对呢？我们听 Tate 女士怎么说。
We don't mind getting our hands dirty, but it's our clients who make things happen.
他说 ，getting our hands dirty， 相当于。Doing the dirty work 是做基层的具体工作。他的意思是我们并不在乎着手具体工作，但是计划必须由顾客亲手来实现。 接下来我们要再听一遍他俩的这段对话，请边听边注意这个问题的答案。
How does Ms. Tate refer to Tate Associates?
Successful companies have successful employees.
Nothing succeeds like success.
Like the successful jeans retail store with its popular website.
Clients like that, who are into e-commerce, write their own tickets.
You help them. Give yourself some credit.
We'll take credit if credit is due.We're just a change agent.
You let others do the dirty work?
We don't mind getting our hands dirty, but it's our clients who make things happen.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再听听我们的答案是什么。
How does Ms. Tate refer to Tate Associates?
As a change agent.
最后要请大家从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的全部谈话，这样你就有机会复习一遍学到的词句和短语了。
Ms. Tate, we were talking about the Style Plus training program.
Right, the clothing manufacturer that computerized its factory.
How did that training turn out?
Very well. They retained their employees and, equally important, their employees' loyalty.
What about the training itself?
The workers were given just enough computer skills to do their job.
Just enough training to do their job.
Just in time and just enough.
And what about Mr. Hyde? You were telling me he had to train new employees too.
He hired graphic designers who were already computer literate.
How did they work out?
He hired them first as freelancers on a project-by-project basis.
Then if he liked their work, he put them on the payroll full-time?
Exactly. This helped him identify the best people.
It gave him a good opportunity to evaluate their work.
And to see if their personalities fit the corporate culture.
Successful companies have successful employees.
Nothing succeeds like success.
Like the successful jeans retail store with its popular website.
Clients like that.Who are into e-commerce, write their own tickets.
You help them. Give yourself some credit.
We'll take credit if credit is due. We're just a change agent.
You let others do the dirty work?
We don't mind getting our hands dirty, but it's our clients who make things happen.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。在今天的聊天时间里，我们要说说怎么样纠正对方的话。
The price is $89.
No, you told me the price was $66.
刚才我们听到第二个人在纠正第一个。
No, you told me the price was $66.
我们时而必须纠正谈话对方，你的口气既可以强硬，也可以和缓，这取决于对方是谁。刚才那两人可能是在商店里讲价，其实第二个人也能以比较温和的方式来说。
I believe the price was $66. Didn't you tell me the price was $66?
刚才两种方式都给对方改口的机会，因为没指出他错了。再听个例子。
You forgot to add 15% to next year's budget.
You're right. I'll do it right now.
前者告诉后者，他忘了把明年的预算增加15%了。后者表示马上就改，但是前者也能以更婉转的方式来说。
Did you add 15% to next year's budget?
后者可以那样回应。
No, I forgot. I'll do it right now.
人难免有错，时时得自我纠正。听个例子。
Let's meet at 9 a.m. No, I mean 8 a.m.
8 a.m.? That's fine.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lockheed 邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈，看看咨询顾问怎么样再次为顾客解决问题。我是维维，这个节目由 Lockheed 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，我们下次再见。